Dr. Pinsky dictating amount, I am in. Joseph Szczech, S-Z-C-Z-E-C-H. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Szczech as described in my report of 7/29/21. But he's now a 56-year-old male who again reports he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle accident on 7/9/19. But at that time, he was rear-ended by a truck, injuring his neck and back. But he was seen at the emergency room in Old Bridge, New Jersey. Period. But this and subsequent evaluation, he understood his final diagnosis to be bulging and herniated discs. But he did receive injections to his neck with longer relief than previously. But however, he still gets headaches. But he completed his course of active treatment on 12/10/22. But that is normal. New paragraph. As per the medical record supplied, he underwent a cervical epidural injection by Dr. Waska, W-O-S-K-A, on 12/7/21, period. He underwent a lumbar epidural steroid injection by Dr. Waska on 12/9/21, period. He followed up on 6/9/22, noting he had 90% improvement from the injections in December for the last 6 months, but about 3 weeks ago started to have worsening pain. This radiated to the shoulder and upper arm as well as the lower back, radiating to the right proximal leg. But they were in the same distribution as they were previously. Dr. Waska offered diagnoses of cervical and lumbar radiculopathy. Period. He started the petitioner on tramadol. Period. He also reviewed the previous MRIs that showed multi-level disc bulges. Period. He had been seen by Dr. Glassstein in the past several years ago, who did not advise surgery. Period. He does not have any neurologic deficits. Period. He has a sedentary job, which Dr. Waska felt he was able to handle. Period. He would provide him a repeat epidural injection to allow symptomatic relief. Period. He did undergo a cervical epidural injection on 6/28/22. Period. He underwent a lumbar epidural injection on 6/30/22. Period. On 10/20/22, Dr. Waska performed another cervical epidural injection. Period. He followed up on 11/2/22 and was happy with the results of the procedure. Period. He felt very good and pain-free. Period. He went back to work and is tolerating driving with both arms without limitation. Period. Physical exam. Scratch that. The numbness in the arm has completely gone away. Period. Next section, physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, spine cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period extension was 20 degrees, side bending right 20 degrees and left 10 degrees with rotation right 35 degrees and left to 40 degrees. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal. Scratch the thoracic. There was an oblique scar posteriorly on the left consistent with recent cancer surgery. Period lumbosacral. He actively flexed to 65 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Period. Supine straight locators maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 70 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 7/9/19. Joseph Szczech was injured at work as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he returned to the pain management care of Dr. Waska, who had previously performed epidural injections on the neck and back. These were repeated with tremendous success. Period, he was pain-free afterwards. Period. New paragraph, the current examination. Found there to be decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine, but the prolonged visit was negative for radiculopathy. Period, he had no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in either the upper or lower extremities. Period, he had variable mobility about the lumbar cervical spine. Period, neither sitting nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited any radicular complaints below the knees. Period, new paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation remain the same and will be inserted as marked. That's the end.